Our problem is world hunger. According to the WHO, the vast majority of people who live in developing countries, where 14% of the population is malnourished. This issue is important because millions of people in Asia and Africa go days without a meal. We want to know how CRISPR can be used to increase crop yields, grow food in different climates, and ultimately feed the planet. The current strategy we are using is to send food aid to developing countries. The U.S. as well as nonprofit organizations send food aid to developing countries. According to Feed My Starving Children, in 2015, more than 1 million volunteers joined Feed My Starving Children in packing nearly 273 million meals for children around the world. This food aid strategy is good because it's something we can do right now to help people. But this strategy is better than nothing, but it has many limitations. First of all, the food we send has to be non-perishable, so it won't spoil when it's being shipped over to a country. Also, the food aid is limited by how it can be distributed once it makes it to a country. Many times, it doesn't make it to the people in rural areas.
With CRISPR, we can do almost anything that we want plants to do. We can gene edit plants to be tougher, resistant to perishing on long trips. We can edit them to yield more fruit per plant and have more nutrition per fruit and more. According to the Huffington Post, theoretically, this could allow farmers to grow crops that are bigger, tougher, and more nutritious. Hypoallergenic peanuts, wheat that is invulnerable to mildew, drought-resistant corn, or healthier tomatoes, CRISPR could make all of these things not only possible, but quick and cheap to produce. This is better than sending food over to developing countries all the time, because with more hardy and fruit-yielding fruit, people could grow their own food without our help at some point. There are also so many possibilities for genetic modification to be accessed with CRISPR that we can manipulate plants and vegetables to do basically anything.
Who would benefit from this? Obviously, the people who are suffering from hunger every day would be super supportive of this and would benefit from it as well. And they'd finally have a constant food source for them and would not need to rely on bigger nations for their support. Also, people who support genetic modification and scientific advancements will be supportive of this because of the great breakthrough that it could be.
Who might oppose this and why? People who don't agree with genetic modification would oppose this. According to Scientific American, psychological essentialism, for instance, makes us think of DNA as an organism's essence, quote-unquote, an unobservable and immutable core that causes the organism's behavior and development and determines its identity. As such, when a gene is transferred between two distantly related species, people are likely to believe that this process will cause characteristics typical of the source organism to emerge in the recipient. For example, in an opinion survey in the United States, more than half of the respondents said that a tomato modified with fish DNA would taste like fish. Of course, it would not. This is one of the reasons explaining why people would not be supportive of genetic modification of food.
Expert opinion. We believe it's unethical not to use CRISPR to make crops better, because CRISPR is a great strategy to increase the amount of food produced and allow plants to grow in places they wouldn't normally be able to. This will also allow people to get the food that they need, and it'll help developing nations become less dependent on foreign aid, allowing them to grow their own economies.